Hello, welcome to the Jackie Green Show. It's episode 3, bare bones, no shtick, just Jackie. Just Jackie. No, it's kind of my after hours thing. So what you can expect is hopefully daily, but I'm not going to promise you daily, episodes anywhere from 15 to 40 minutes, depending on how much of a rant I can get, of me talking about life, talking about whatever's on my mind. That's what it is. That's this podcast. This is going to be my little baby because, I don't know, I've just been in a rut lately and I think I need to get my creative juices flowing. I think I need to talk more about what I'm passionate about and not only what I have to talk about. And, you know, that's part of the gig. That's part of radio. That's part of life. You have that at your job, I'm sure. I'm sure there are parts of your job that you are so passionate about. There are other parts that you're not, right? And I think that's got to be normal. That can't just be me and you. It's got to be other people that deal with that. So I promised I would talk about mom guilt because I have such extreme mom guilt all the time. I get anxiety and it's like I always feel like I'm a bad mom. And I know I'm not a bad mom, but I feel like I'm a bad mom. I don't know. I love her so much. She's almost 2. But then I also love like going to concerts and doing things that 2-year-olds can't do. So I'm stuck in this rock in a hard place. So I found this quiz online. We're going to take it together. It's called the Mommy Guilt Quiz. I don't know who the hell came up with this. I don't know how accurate this is going to be, but let's read through this. It says, let's see how we're doing in the area of mom guilt. Rank yourself in each of the following questions, 1 through 5. 1 means not at all. 2 means every now and then. 3, somewhat. 4, yes, I feel this way often. 5, yes, I feel this way every time this happens without exception. Oh my God. Okay, hold on. I got to copy and paste this so I can actually fill it out. It's a short quiz, so this won't take us long. Let's do this. Let's do this. We're bad mama jammas, and we're doing this. We're doing this mom guilt. Take this quiz along with me. This is daddy guilt too. 1, when your child gets in trouble, do you feel like it's your fault? Somewhat. So when Greenlee's bad, I snap at her or I have to punish her, I just feel this, what did I do? Oh, man. So I don't know. I guess I do get that somewhat. So I'll give it a 3. 2, when you go on a date with your husband, do you feel badly for leaving your kids? That's another 3. I can't say not at all or every now and then because every time I feel like that a little bit. But I wouldn't say, yes, I feel this way every time without exception. No, definitely not. Okay, 3. When you hear other moms planning activities for your children, do you feel inadequate? 2. Every now and then. Okay, maybe I have a healthier mom guilt than I thought I did. Okay, every now and then I feel that way. Like, I'll hear other moms planning, like, the lunches they're going to make and, like, the things they do with their kids. And I'm like, really? I just give Greenlee chicken nuggets and green beans. Or grilled cheese and, like, orange slices. I don't know. Is that really bad? Because that's what I get mom guilt over. Like, I'm feeding her badly and I'm not doing a good job. Okay, 4. When you hear a parenting seminar or a sermon, does it cripple you more than inspire you? What? Who the F wrote this quiz? What is a parenting sermon or seminar? I ain't going to say it cripples me. What? I'm going to say no, not at all. I don't even know what that is. 1, no, not at all. I guess my mom guilt isn't as bad as I thought. When you plan an event for your child, like a birthday party, do you feel like you just don't measure up? We'll say 3, somewhat of the time. When you tell your child no, do you struggle with sticking to that answer? Oh, yeah, most of the time. What is that one? 5, yes, every time I struggle. 5. Okay, hold on. That might have been the last question. Let's take a look at this. Okay, now add up your numbers. Boom. Let's add up my numbers. Where'd it go? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Okay, I got 17. Is that bad? Let's find out. 12 to 17. Guilt is not something you struggle with often, but it could still benefit from getting tips on how to deal with it. Oh, I was convinced I was going to take this quiz and have extreme mom guilt. And I was going to be the person that struggled the most. Like they were going to say, girl, you need a simmer. Maybe my mom. Okay, let me tell you what my mom guilt is about, like what I suffer with. And maybe it's different than what this quiz is saying. I don't feel mom guilt as much over what they're saying. I feel it like I gave her dinner and I put her to bed. And then all I think is she didn't eat any vegetables. I couldn't get her to eat one vegetable. How could I not get her to eat one vegetable? She wouldn't even try a broccoli or a green bean. Wouldn't even. She threw them on the ground. And then I worry about it. Like, is she going to grow up healthy if she's just not even eating vegetables? And then I dwell on it. And then I get upset. And then I'm bummed out. That's the kind of mom guilt I get. I guess I don't get guilt, like, I don't know. Like, that lady's quiz, her quiz sucked. That quiz was not right. Do you get what I'm saying for mom guilt? Do you get this? I can't be alone in this. So I feel like I go out more than the average mom. I'm just going to put that out there. I have a couple sitters and my mom watches her, but I don't feel bad doing things for me. But the whole time I'm out, I miss her. Right? And it's hard because, like, I'll see other people that just do the things that I do, but they'll bring their kiddo. But I think in my head, I don't want to do those things with the kiddo. That sounds horrible. Like, you know what's the worst? Is when someone goes, do you want to go to lunch? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And they're like, bring Greenlee. Ooh, okay. Oh, you lost me at that bring Greenlee thing. Have you ever sat through a lunch with a toddler? It's horrible. It's horrible. So you're at lunch and they sit down and at first they're all sweet and cute and they're like, hi, hi. So the server's up there and they're like, hi, and they're all cute. And the server's like, oh my gosh, your daughter is so cute. And she's like, hi, hi. Then the server walks away. And as soon as the server's out of earshot, she goes, mama, food, food eats. Mama eats. Mama eats. Eats now. Eats now. And it gets louder. Eats now. Mama eats now. Now. And, you know, I'm like, okay, don't snap at her. She's only two, and it's going to make you look crazy. Then the server comes back, and I'm like, ma'am, could I get, like, some rolls or some crackers? She's added to my bill because she's just a little hungry. Oh, of course. And then she looks at Greenlee, and she's like, she's so sweet. Oh. And she's like, hi, hi. So then she leaves. She'll get me the rolls, and she's out of earshot. And Greenlee goes, mama, food eats. Mama eats. Eats. Bees eats. Bees eats. Like, I'm not lying. The server comes back, and she looks up and says, hi. Hi. And the server goes, hi there, little girl, and gives her crackers. And she goes, oh, nummy crackers, nummy. I'm not lying. I'm not even making this up. Starts eating the crackers. Then the server walks away and she goes, mama, I don't want dinner. I want food, please. And throws the freaking crackers. Okay. So the server comes back with our food finally. And she's like, ooh, yay, the food's here. I'm a little girl. I'm so cute. So she starts eating the food. Server walks away and all the food goes on the ground. Then out, chair, out, want out now. Want out now, mama. Mama, mama. Mama, want out now. Until I get her out of the high chair. And then I say, okay. And this is when I look at my friend across from me and say, I'm really sorry. And then I let her sit next to me. And for about 30 seconds, she sits next to me as cool as a cucumber. Just cute, sucking her little thumb. And then she wants to stand up. Dance, mama, dance. Please dance. Let's dance. No, Greenlee, we can't dance. We're in a restaurant. Dance now. Please dance now. And then she wants to dance on the table. Girlfriend, I know. I want to dance on the table too. Give me a shot. I'll dance on the table. So then she's on the table and she's like, dance. And I'm like trying to pull her down. And then she starts screaming and crying. And then I say to my friend, I'm really sorry. We got to go. I have to wrap up early. Here's my money. Here's 20 bucks. Pay for my lunch. Pay for yours. I got to go. And then I leave. And that's how it goes when I bring Greenlee to lunch. Dinner's even worse. So, so I take her to daycare so I can go to lunch if I want to do that. But then I feel bad because every time I get there, some a-hole has to say, where's Greenlee? Why didn't you bring her with you? And then I have to somehow relay the story I just told you, but not make it sound like I hate my daughter because I love my daughter so much. And then the whole lunch, I then feel guilty because I didn't bring her to lunch. Okay, that's my mom guilt. Do you get that too? Please tell me you do. Please. I need your affirmations on this one. Because I've been struggling. So we're going on vacation this week. We are going to Cabo. And I'm so excited. Have you been to Cabo? It's awesome. And I'm going to have mom guilt the whole week. Legitimately the whole week. because I'm going to get there and then I'm going to think about my poor mom at home chasing around Greenlee, and that's going to make me feel guilty because my mom had to raise me, and I'm sure I wasn't fun. And then she raised my sister, and then she has to take care of Sylvia, my niece, and now she's taking care of Greenlee. And then I'm going to FaceTime, and Greenlee's going to make me feel guilty by going, Mama, and crying. And it's just going to be bad. But I think if I get drunk, I'll have fun. So maybe I'll have some drinks. But that's the kind of mom guilt I face. This was a short episode. I just wanted to check in and talk to you a little bit about mom guilt. Do you feel it? Is it normal? What is a healthy amount of time to be with your child and a healthy amount of time to not be with your child? That's a legit question. Because I feel like I get to see her a lot. I'm with her usually till about 11 a.m., 10:30 sometimes. Then I take her to daycare, and then I have 2 hours to myself before I go to work. Then I work all day, and then I come home, and I'm with her for about 30 minutes before bed. I think that's good. I don't know. Maybe that's bad. Is it bad? I don't know. People see their kid less, I feel like. Anyway, so, but I get that guilt. I do. What is normal? How should you see your kid? Should I be with them all the time? Because I have to work. I have to come here to work. I don't know. I don't know. And I don't have an answer. But my husband, his response is, you're the best mom. Stop it, Jackie. You're the best mom. And I'm like, okay, I'm not the best mom. That's obviously not true. I don't know who the best mom is, but it's not me. Because the best mom doesn't feed their kid mac and cheese 3 days a week. Yeah, I'm just going to put that confession out there. I feed her mac and cheese 3 days a week because it's the only damn thing she'll eat. And I want her to be full. Because if there's one thing as a parent I fear more than anything is that my kid is hungry. Oh my God. It's like a constant worry in my head. Is she hungry? Is she hungry? I don't want her to be hungry. What can I do to make sure she's not hungry? That's like something I worry about all the time. So she's mac and cheese all the time. She never eats vegetables. And I can't lie. I don't even try to give her to them very often anymore. Because she won't eat them. I need to keep trying, though. So those are my mom confessions / my mom guilt. Okay, I've ranted on a long time about this. That's how I'm feeling, though. Find me on Facebook, facebook.com/onairjackie. This was a fun mini-sode. Email me, jackieonair@live.com. Instagram me at jackieonair. We're going to talk more. Let me know what you want to hear next. This is The Jackie Green Show. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.